Okay then, so could you please tell me why did you choose sports science?
I was really interested in sports and wanted to see if maybe a personal trainer, I could, what jobs came from sports science.
I also really liked learning how all the body works and I found that fascinating.
Anybody else?
I think a lot of my friends chose it, so I ended up choosing it, but it was a good subject because it overlaps with science a lot.
Brilliant. Good. Right, so what is it that you like about sports science?
I like learning about what happens inside my body while I'm doing sport, like how to treat fatigue and how to overcome it better.
I quite like doing the sport and the practicals, and then you can like implement what you've learned into what you're doing.
Excellent. So would you offer any advice for Year 8 pupils currently looking at their option choices about sports science?
I guess if you're kind of ready for lots of coursework, then it's definitely one to choose, but it's still fun at the same time. You do a lot of practicals and stuff, but definitely if you're ready to do a lot of coursework, then it's a good option.
Yeah, and it's not like a quick subject. You have to definitely have the time for it. And because in lesson, when you get to doing your coursework, it's the same every lesson. Like you get down, sit down at your computer and you just type. So you've got to like have the time and effort to do it.
Very good. Excellent. Right. Could you describe for me then, please, what a typical lesson or a series of lessons look like in sports science?
You would have a practical once every fortnight in your double lesson, which would be when you would like put in what you've learned into like implement it into something you're doing. And then the others will just be learning about your body and sport.
And then when you get into year 11, all your lessons are coursework lessons.
And are they classroom based?
Yeah,
IT.
IT room.
Okay, brilliant. Right, so are there any, I know you've touched on this a little bit, are there any NEA or non-exam assessed elements to the course in sports science?
Yeah, we have 60% coursework that we do in year 11 once we finish most of the theory stuff.
And so what can you tell me, what form does that NEA assessment, non-exam assessment take?
It's like a multitude of tasks that you have to complete. So it's things like SMART goals and writing about making a fitness program for a client. And how many tasks are there again?
It's quite a few.
It's like eight or something like that, yeah. So, you kind of go through them one by one and you get time assessed and you have to use computers and don't use computers and things like that.
It's quite nice because your client is someone else in the classroom, so when you have to perform the fitness plans, it's with a friend.
Okay, that's helpful to know. Right, is there anything else that you would like to say regarding studying sports science?
It's not all just fun practicals. You actually have to learn a bit about the body and what you do in sport.
Okay. Anybody else? Right. Is there anything that surprised you about the subject? I think you may have answered some of that already, but anything at all when you chose it from where you are now that surprised you about sports science?
It's really quite science heavy.
Yeah.
Like it overlinks, like overlaps with science quite a lot.
Yeah, a lot more classroom. Yeah.
No, I was just going to agree with that.
Okay. Anybody else? Fantastic, guys. Thank you very much indeed.